This episode is sponsored by my Patreon supporters. Thank you so much to Christina N., Earl B., St. Peaches, Terrence C., thank you to Carlos C. and Bonkers. A huge thank you to Viren A., Jordan, Roman, Philip, Mona and Luna, Legion, Hannah M., Brizo, and Abby R. Thank you so much for being here. If you're interested in becoming a patron to help support the podcast, then head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod. Choose the tier that fits your interest and enjoy early access, exclusive episodes, and more. Remember, it's patreon.com/tabitabipod. Mabuhay and welcome to Spooky Saturday, a segment of the podcast where I tell paranormal stories submitted by our listeners or explore haunted places in the Philippines. I am your host, Ethan. Hi. Apologies for the delay of the episode last week. There were a lot of things I needed to catch up to in terms of content creation and I felt a little bit overwhelmed. And I also wasn't able to access my Instagram, so I was really stressing out a lot last week. But yeah, all good. We're back on track. But hey, new week, new episode. It's now November. Happy November to everyone. I hope you're all doing fine. And thank you so much for dropping by and listening to this week's episode. 2023 is about to end and a new year is coming. And I hope you had fun listening to the episodes in the past months. I am very, very thankful to you. But enough of that and let's get into today's topic. So with that being said, settle in, my dear listeners, and let's begin. Today, we are going to Cebu. Cebu, officially the province of Cebu, is located in the central Visayas region of the Philippines. It encompasses the main Cebu Island and a multitude of surrounding islands and islets. The province's capital and largest city, Cebu City, known as the Queen City of the South, holds the distinction of being in the Philippines' oldest city and its initial capital, operating independently from the provincial government. Cebu is home to the Cebu Metropolitan Area, the country's second largest metropolitan region, with Cebu City serving as the central hub for commerce, trade, education, and industry in the Visayas. Over the years, Cebu has rapidly developed into a global center for business processing services, tourism, shipping, furniture production, and heavy industry. Notably, the Mactan-Cebu International Airport on Mactan Island ranks as the Philippines' second busiest airport. The name Cebu finds its origins in the old Cebuano language with Cebu or Cebo signifying trade, a truncated version of Sinibuyang Hingpit, which translates to the place for trading. Originally, this term referred to the harbors of the town of Sugbu, the ancient name for Cebu City. Traders in the 13th to 16th centuries employed various renditions of the name, including Cebu, Cebuy, Zubu, and Zebu. On the other hand, Sugbu or Sugbo, as documented in the Aginid, is believed to have been derived from the old Cebuano expression for scorched earth or great fire, with early European sources spelling it in a diverse way such as Subuth, Zubu, and Zubut among others. Now, while Cebu is undoubtedly home to breathtaking natural wonders, historical sites, and vibrant cultures, there is also a veil of mystery that shrouds the city. Among the serene landscapes and bustling streets, there is a place, a house, a mansion in Cebu that is said to be haunted. But before we move on, let's take a moment to consider the concept of haunting. And what characteristics define a house as haunted? Haunting. It is a timeless and intriguing phenomenon that has fascinated and perplexed humanity for centuries. The idea of spirits, restless souls, and supernatural occurrences within the confines of homes has left an indelible mark on our collective imagination. from chilling ghost stories passed down through generations to the investigative pursuits of paranormal researchers, the concept of haunting transcends culture and time, and it often tantalizes a glimpse into the mysteries that lie beyond the veil of our understanding. According to Owen Davis, a paranormal historian, hauntings in the British Isles were usually attributed to fairies. But today, hauntings are usually associated with ghostly or supernatural encounters. In other cultures around the world, various spirits are said to haunt vacant homes and locations. In Middle Eastern countries, for example, jinn are said to haunt such areas. Historically, since most people died in their homes, whether they were mansions or hovels, these homes became natural places for ghosts to haunt, with bedrooms being the most common rooms to be haunted. Many houses gained a reputation for being haunted after they were empty or derelict. Davis explains that if people were to fail to occupy a human space, the external forces would move in. Haunted house stories often center around dwellings that have gained a reputation for supernatural occurrences, where unexplained events and ghostly encounters have left a lasting impression on those who dare to enter. The concept of spirits or entities associated with locations where violent or tragic events occurred is a common theme in many ghost stories and paranormal accounts. These events are often seen as traumatic imprints that linger in a place, and this notion has been a recurring element in ghost lore around the world. Today, we are going to take a look at a mansion perched atop a hill just behind the Cebu provincial capital. It is an eerie-looking mansion that is the property of one of Cebu's most illustrious families, the Villalons. The Villalon Mansion back in the 1950s and 1960s is a beautiful pre-war mansion that is said to have been the venue for elegant parties and receptions, with notable guests, including General Douglas MacArthur. However, at some point in the 1990s, the family occupying the mansion relocated abroad. Since then, the Pink Mansion has languished in abandonment, off limits to outsiders, with only a select few caretakers granted access. As with any abandoned structure, it is believed that entities not of our world have taken residence in its depths. Hauntings can manifest in houses or locations even when no family is currently residing there. There are several theories to explain this eerie occurrence. Some believe in the concept of residual energy, where past traumatic events or intense emotions leave imprints that replay over time. Spirits with unfinished business or a message to convey may linger in such places seeking closure. And in some cases, spirits are thought to have a deep attachment to a particular location, keeping them tethered even after death. Additionally, some paranormal theories suggest that certain houses or areas are more susceptible to haunting due to their proximity to energy portals or vortexes, attracting spirits from the other realm. Intentional haunting stemming from rituals, practices, or curses are also considered possible causes. However, it is worth noting that not all reported hauntings are supernatural in nature, and some may be due to misinterpretations of natural phenomena, psychological factors, or environmental conditions that create the illusion of paranormal activity. As for the Villalon Mansion, nearby residents tell stories of a lady dressed in white who peers from one of the windows, her gaze fixed on the streets below. Some even claim to have heard her singing an old-fashioned melody, particularly during full moons. Unusual sounds and sightings emanating from the mansion, especially at night, have also been reported. In Mr. Kevin Tosino's article titled The Scary Tales of the Villalon Mansion, the haunted mansion overlooking Cebu City, it is mentioned that the author's sister's husband shared an interesting insight, and he said he revealed that he had been friends with the descendants of the house and had the opportunity to be invited to spend a night at the Villalon Mansion during the 1990s. And interestingly, he mentioned that he did not notice anything unusual during his stay. So, meaning he did not feel any haunted feelings or any paranormal feelings in that house. However, despite this uneventful visit, nearby residents in the area continue to affirm that strange occurrences indeed take place there, particularly at nightfall. In the DoLensProject.com, they said that the mansion's gates are guarded to deter trespassers and unwanted visitors. Nearby residents are equally vigilant with signs indicating that non-mansion personnel cannot enter the private property. As much as we are intrigued by the mansion secret, it is undeniable that this hauntingly beautiful structure in the Queen City of the South harbors its share of ghostly tales, albeit just from the accounts of the neighbors. And like many abandoned places, entities not of our world may inhabit the mansion. You see, local residents have reported sightings of a lady dressed in white gazing out of one of the windows onto the streets. Some claim to have heard her singing or humming an old-fashioned melody during full moons. One driver even recounted an experience where a lady passenger dressed in white requested to be dropped off at the mansion. However, upon arrival at the gate, the lady had mysteriously vanished. The sightings of the lady in white are just one aspect of the mysterious tale surrounding the place. Nearby residents have also claimed to witness children playing and running about inside the mansion. Additionally, strange noises and unexplained sightings occur there, and obviously it only happens at night. And unfortunately, that concludes the Villalon Mansion episode. I could not find any more stories about this place, any more personal encounters, because like mentioned before, it is a private property, so no one really can enter there basically. And it's just, the accounts are more or less just observance from afar. And based on my research, I'm actually unconvinced that this can be classified as a genuinely haunted location. To me, it appears to be, at least the Villalon Mansion to me appears to be one of those places with a naturally eerie atmosphere. I have found no evidence of any tragic deaths occurring there, and I don't believe it has a history of such events. Instead, I think that the unsettling aura surrounding the mansion may be primarily due to its desolation, because no one lives there anymore apart from the caretakers. Since the original owners departed for another country, no one has occupied the house properly. This sense of abandonment and isolation might be why the place is perceived as eerie. It stands in solitude and it's been overrun by the elements. So the notion of ghost stories or ghosts may well be a product of the neighbors' imaginations or the people's imaginations, as everything remains eerily quiet in and around the mansion. And that is it for today's Spooky Saturday. I do hope you enjoyed listening to today's stories. It is quite short and I apologize for that, but if you have your own paranormal encounters that you would like to share, or any haunted places you want me to tackle, please email us at officialtabitabipod@gmail.com. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Or if you want to help support the podcast, please head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod. And for as little as $2 or $6, you can gain early access, listen to Patreon exclusive content, and more. Or you can always give me a tip on GCash. Information will be listed in the description. Thank you to my patrons and to you, my dear listeners. Thank you for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate you all. I hope you're all safe. Thanks for listening to Tabi Tabi Podcast. This has been Ethan. Join me next time when we explore more haunted places in the Philippines. Bye!